With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Republican leaders scrapping plans to vote on the Senate's framework to advance key parts of President Trump's legislative agenda, a setback that comes in the face of opposition from several hardline conservatives. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the chamber would probably vote on the measure Thursday. The chamber was initially scheduled to vote on the measure around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, but a number of lawmakers in the party's right flank remain entrenched in opposition to the measure, unwilling to waver from that resistance despite intense pressure from President Trump himself. Johnson officially announced plans to yank the vote after he huddled in a room off the House floor with more than a dozen conservative holdouts for over an hour. In the end, the conversation was not enough. The speaker said the conservative critics still had qualms with the budget resolution. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, FDA now says some telework may be allowed.
Emails and statements from FDA employees show the agency is now allowing some of its most critical staffers to work remotely several days a week. The shift comes after worries that recent layoffs and resignations could jeopardize basic FDA operations. The policy change appears to only apply to staffers who review medical products. Those employees are largely funded by industry user fees and not federal dollars. There have been large-scale firings at the FDA, then a scramble to rehire some of those fired, followed by additional layoffs last week of an estimated 3,400 staffers, or more than 15% of the agency's workforce. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Changes in the Treasury Department, officials issuing new sanctions targeting Iran's nuclear program. That move comes days before senior officials are to hold talks in Amman. Five entities and one person who is based in Iran are cited in the new sanctions for their support of Iran's nuclear program. This is SRN News. Older Christians are more faithful than the young ones.
According to a poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, 58% of believers who are senior citizens say they pray every day, versus just 27% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Christians who are 74 and up are also about twice as likely as young believers to show up at church at least once a month. The Pew report also reveals that while 80% of all seniors self-identify as Christians, only 46% of Generation Z do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Pakistan on the rise again. A new report in the first 3 months of this year shows there's been a surge in murders, beatings, abductions, forced conversions, and forced marriages as well. One official with the International Christian Concern says, quote, "This is a grotesque culmination of centuries of state-sanctioned brutality." This is SRN News. A major airline encountering some financial turbulence. Rich Thomason has more.
Although Delta Airlines managed to top Wall Street's financial expectations in the first quarter of the year, it is trimming the number of planes it's adding this year, given current economic conditions. Delta is also holding off on providing an updated full-year financial forecast. The Delta CEO says with broad economic uncertainty around global trade, growth has largely stalled. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Keystone Oil Pipeline has been shut down after it ruptured in North Dakota this week, halting the flow of millions of gallons of crude from Canada to refineries throughout the United States. Officials say it could potentially lead to higher gas prices. It's not clear what caused the rupture of that underground pipeline or the amount of crude released into the field. More details at SRNnews.com.